This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese officials say at least 25 people are dead following a large explosion that rocked the port area of the capital, Beirut, on Tuesday. Health Minister Hamad Hassan said more than 2,500 others were injured in the blast that caused widespread damage in the city. A Lebanese Red Cross official said rescue efforts are underway and that people are still trapped in their homes and in other nearby structures. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blast. Some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where fireworks were housed. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and continues to monitor the situation. The Washington Post is now saying nearly 50 people were killed in that explosion that just in. The explosion came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader Rafiq Hariri in a truck bombing 15 years ago. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. Some Lebanese commentators are saying it was a Hezbollah rocket depot that was targeted in the blast, and they speculated that Israel was behind it. Overnight, Arab media reported a series of Israeli airstrikes over the Golan Heights and near the Syrian border with Iraq. More than a dozen pro-Iranian Iraqi militiamen reportedly were killed at a base near the Syrian border town of Abu Kamel. Israel calls this a response to an attempted attack Monday by four pro-Syrian militia fighters in the Israeli-held territory. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump's demand for a payout to the U.S. government for a deal on the Chinese-controlled social media app TikTok drew fire Tuesday, as critics said it appears unconstitutional and akin to extortion. Trump on Monday said he was prepared to approve a deal selling TikTok assets to Microsoft or another U.S. company after warning of a national security ban, but maintained he would ask for a substantial portion of any transaction to come into the U.S. Treasury. Trump lacks authority for this demand, critics say, adding that if carried out, it would be bad for business and international relations, used by many as a billion people worldwide to make quirky short-form videos on their cell phones. TikTok is the latest front in the ongoing political and trade battles between Washington and Beijing. The United States maintains that TikTok collects users' personal data that the Chinese government can access and make use of for intelligence and other purposes. TikTok denies its user data goes to the Chinese government. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for national unity at what he called evil and dark forces. In a televised address Tuesday, the president blamed opposition groups, whom he described as terrorists working with outsiders for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. The comments come days after he ordered troops to stop anti-government protests over poverty and corruption. The president also blamed economic sanctions, cyclones, drought, and most recently the deadly COVID-19 pandemic for affecting progress toward Zimbabwe's economic recovery. Some experts, however, say the speech gave nothing for them to take away, and it came as the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter social media trend swells over the government's alleged human rights abuses. Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday vowed to protect his country from the opposition and Russia, which he said were coordinating violent protests ahead of presidential elections this week. The 65-year-old has ruled over the ex-Soviet country, which lies between Russia and Europe, with an authoritarian grip for 26 years and has cracked down on the country's emboldened opposition in the lead-up to this Sunday's election. During a televised address to the nation, Lukashenko slammed what he said were attempts by his opponents to organize what he called a massacre on the streets of the capital, Minsk. He claimed his critics were being backed by billion-dollar resources to create unrest. Lukashenko is a former collective farm director and Europe's longest-serving ruler. He's seeking a sixth term in the upcoming ballot. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.